issues. Governance expert calls for inclusive voter participation for people with disabilities. And deadly extremist attacks kill dozens in northeastern Nigeria. Good afternoon. With the main news, I am Chimba Chiloba. Former Energy Minister Yanfua Mukanga has questioned why government is now considering reverting back to the quarterly fuel reviews after years of an outcry from the business community. Energy Minister Makuza Chikoté has announced that government is in the final stage of completing a fuel quarterly pump price review to ensure a more predictable pricing. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Mr. Mukanga says though this is a commendable initiative, he expressed disappointment that government had to take this long to consider the call despite knowing the effect that the monthly fuel reviews have on businesses. What has changed in the system that government now wants to revert back to the quarterly fuel reviews? We need answers, said Mr. Mukanga. He has called on the government to ensure that this initiative is sustainable and lasts for the longest period.
What has changed? What has prompted the government to now start thinking of the quarterly when we were complaining about it and they never moved? So what measures have they put in place to ensure that now it is better for them to revert to the quarterly rather than campaign? Because I'm thinking the minister is not addressing the people by saying now we're reverting back to the quarterly, we'll be having meetings to finalize. No, they know that the business community was crying for a long time and they never did anything and they haven't done anything. So the only thing they can do now since it's campaign time is to say, we're going back to this, we have put measures in place. What measures have they put in place?
Governance and development advocate Zambia Godaza has commended President Hakainde Hichilema for his assurance that the forthcoming elections will be conducted in a credible, peaceful and transparent manner. Godaza Executive Director Elias Mlenga says that such commitments are essential in strengthening Zambia's democratic credentials as the nation heads towards election. Mr. Mlenga observed that credible elections are the cornerstone of sustainable governance and national stability. He emphasized that peaceful electoral processes foster unity and reduce the risk of political conflict. Transparency ensures citizens retain confidence in both the electoral system and the broader institutions of state, and such pronouncement aligns with international standards of democratic practice, said Mr. Mlenga in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Mlenga highlighted that all stakeholders, including political parties and civil society, must support the president's call for integrity in the electoral process. He reiterated that credible, peaceful and transparent elections are not only a political necessity but also a moral obligation to the Zambian people.
We are also elated by President Hakainde's assurance that the forthcoming elections will be conducted in a credible, peaceful and transparent manner. We are calling upon political party leaders, political parties, the civil society organizations to ensure that the commitment that has been shown by the president should also extend to political parties and civil society organizations. We should all be able to commit ourselves in order to maintain peace and stability during and after elections.
Governance expert Ruben Lifuka says there is need for reforms that make Zambia's electoral system more accessible and compliant with national and international disability rights and obligations. Recently, the 2025 Zambia Federation of Disability Organizations Zafod Accessibility Assessment, Voter Registration and Electoral Participation Report revealed widespread persistent barriers that continue to prevent persons with disabilities from fully and independently taking part in Zambia's electoral processes. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Mr. Lifuka said people with disabilities have a constitutional right to participate in national affairs, such as voting, and any barriers that affect their participation should be addressed. Persons living with disabilities are Zambians like any other citizen, said Mr. Lifuka. Mr. Lifuka therefore called upon the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, and other relevant authorities to continue promoting inclusion in voter participation for every Zambian. The report released in Lusaka on Wednesday warns that unless urgent reforms were undertaken, Zambia risks entering the 2026 general elections with an electoral system that remains structurally inaccessible, operationally inconsistent and non-compliant with both national law and international disability rights obligations.
It is persons with disabilities, as Zambians like any other, that they have a constitutional right to participate in national affairs, and this includes them casting their vote, exercising their franchise. So if there are barriers that are affecting their participation, it is something that needs to be addressed and addressed urgently. So one calls upon the ECZ and all the relevant authorities to address that urgently, so that then we do not have people who are left by the wayside from participating.
The Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, DMMU, has donated food hampers and relief items to families affected by floods in Lusaka's Chunga area. The donation included 65 by 10 kilograms bags of mealie-meal, 50 by 50 kilogram bags of beans, 50 by 50 kilogram bags of yellow peas, 30 metric tons of rice, 50 by 50 kilogram bags of salt, 20 boxes of dates, and 2,670 1-liter bottles of cooking oil. The DMMU also provided 420 kg buckets of granular chlorine and 420 kg buckets of liquid chlorine. And Lusaka District Commissioner Rosa Kayuni handed over the aid to the most affected families, reaffirming government's commitment to safeguarding livelihoods. Ms. Kayuni explained that government is working with relevant authorities and stakeholders to find permanent flood solutions, with the District Disaster Management Committee assessing damages on the ground. In African news, Islamic State-aligned militants have killed at least 25 people, including soldiers, in an overnight attack on Thursday in Nigeria's northeast Borno state, local sources said. The assault by suspected Boko Haram militants is the deadliest reported attack since United States President Donald Trump ordered airstrikes on Christmas Day. Since 2009, the remote state has been the epicenter of an Islamist insurgency by the group and its Islamic State West Africa Province offshoot rival. Most of the victims of Thursday's attack were laborers who had traveled to the town of Sabon Gari to work at a construction site when gunmen swept in and opened fire. Coming up shortly, Israeli airstrikes kill at least 32 Palestinians in Gaza, rescue officials say. This and more, stay tuned.
You cannot tell a person with HIV by looking. An HIV test is the only sure way to find out if a person has HIV. Go for an HIV test at the health center or hospital to know whether you have HIV or not. Protect yourself from HIV and AIDS by avoiding casual sex and sticking to one sexual partner, if married, who also sticks to you.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Red Crescent Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. At least 32 people have been killed in a wave of Israeli airstrikes across the Gaza Strip on Saturday, according to local authorities. The Civil Defense Agency, which is operated by Hamas, says children and women were among those killed. It added that in one attack, helicopter gunships hit a tent sheltering displaced people in the southern city of Khan Yunis. Palestinians have described these strikes as the heaviest since the second phase of the ceasefire, brokered by U.S. President Trump last October, came into effect earlier this month. The Israeli military confirmed that a number of strikes were carried out in response to what it said was a Hamas violation of the agreement on Friday. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines. Former Energy Minister Yamfua Mukanga has questioned why government is now considering reverting back to the quarterly fuel reviews after years of an outcry from the business community. Governance expert Ruben Mifuka says there is need for reforms that make Zambia's electoral system more accessible and compliant with national and international disability rights and obligations. And Islamic State-aligned militants have killed at least 25 people, including soldiers, in an overnight attack on Thursday in Nigeria's northeast Borno state, local sources said. For more news, follow us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube with the handle RCV News. My name is Chimba Chilopa. Stay tuned.
Are you stuck in a traffic jam? Or cutting some hair at the barbershop?
Welcome to this edition of Lifestyle Such a Joy.
Are you at the marketplace? Or office? Or maybe relaxing with loved ones? Or simply simply in the mood.